like to be more well-known?
Say it again.
I mean, would you like to be more well-known on a more personal level? I'm not asking for a podium-type answer. I mean, just seriously.
Will I like to be more well-known?
Yeah, I mean, like Viv's talking about with Birdline and these guys.
I think that the times have changed. You know, I think, you know, back in the early 90s, the mid-90s, and in the 90s, I don't think, you know, social media has took off like a, you know, like a rocket. And I think it's putting a lot more stress on the athlete to be more mindful. Now, I wouldn't say stress. It's just putting a lot of, you know, for us to be more conscientious of the decisions that we make, what we say, how we say it, and who you're saying it around. You know, because if me and you talking, it can be one thing, but as soon as a female may come into the room, the whole tone has to change. Or if an adolescent comes into the room, you know, everything has to change, and they may be, you know, misconstrued a different type of way. So I think that's about the only thing. Of course, I would like to, you know, for people to know a lot of things about myself, but will they ever get out? Sometimes no. Personal reasons why I don't want them to get out, and also, you know, they would never get out, because I think the bad thing and the most corrupt thing that the social media world has turned into is, you know, they want to hear about the Steve Smith or the, you know, Jonathan Stewart drunk on, you know, North Tryon, rather than, you know, he's on North Tryon giving away turkeys, you know. So that's where we are. One of the reasons, yes. And, man, it's just so easy. One wrong tweet to the wrong person could lead into so much. I think if you do, out of 10 tweets, if you do 9 amazing tweets, they still don't outweigh the one bad tweet that a person may send off. And, you know, you may send an ex-girlfriend your real feelings on how you feel, and she, you know, sends it to TMZ or wherever, or sends it to, you know, the Charlotte Observer, you know, and to be right in the big sports section.
You have beyond the social media, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in this setting, you get dissected now every week nationally,
right,
by commentators and the like, based on what your kind of demeanor in here is. Has that been tough to deal with, and has it made you think, boy, you know, is it a misconception about the kind of person?
One thing that I'm not going to do, I'm not going to worry about what a person may think of me in this setting, because I guarantee you, if I was cussing everybody out and we were 6-0, oh, that's just Cam being Cam. You know what I'm saying? Now, I go out to say, you know, when you had the likes of, you know, a Mike Tyson, you got the likes of like a Dennis Rodman, you know, Charles Barkley, you know, guys that has gone on and had that MO. Ooh, that's just him being him, because they won. I mean, Mike Tyson, didn't nobody want to see Mike Tyson in the ring. But Dennis Rodman, they knew Dennis Rodman was going to get all the boards, and that was just his MO. When he came in with green hair, that's Dennis. But I guarantee if they was 0-82, then he would have been out the league way faster than he was. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying all the athletes that I named were phenomenal athletes and they excelled at what they did. So I think this is not my repertoire right here. You know, this is not something that I'm, you know, calling my base. My base is out there. My sanctuary is out there on that field. So, and that's where I have to excel at. So I can't blame a reporter. I can't, you know, get mad at, you know, how people may view me behind the podium, because I'm a football player. So that's what it comes down to.
What do you think people would do if you showed up with green hair tomorrow?
You want to find out? I'm just teasing. No, but I don't know. I mean, it is getting close to Halloween, so I think it would be more of a prank than anything.
Joe mentioned how everything you say up there gets dissected. Mm-hmm. Sunday you said something about how, you know, things need to change. People on the outside are thinking you were calling people out specifically. Mm-hmm. Do you want to clear that up at all?
No. I think we're going to keep Sunday's conversation as Sunday's conversation. I don't want to. I'm not going back no more from what I said. If it was said, it was already said. I'm living in the future. My main focus right now is trying to do every single thing that I can do to prepare myself for Chicago Bears.
pressure of expectations on you affected your performance this year at all?
No. Expectations, no. No, I think have we met our expectations? No, me personally, have I met my expectations? No, I have not. Why is that? I don't know. Well, I do know. It's just been the lack thereof of me getting the job done on the field. You know, I even though, you know, it's not a one-man's team, but it's still some things I go back and look at, you know, Sunday. You know, first and 10, I missed Mike, you know, just inches away from his fingertips. Accuracy has to be better. Accuracy has to increase. The wherewithal of this offense, I've improved, but at times still has to, you know, click on all cylinders. You know, when shots are called, when plays are given, you know, and the protection may break down, instead of me running it to a degree, you know, I have to have faith and trust in my offense that, you know, just check the ball down to either the tight end or the running back and know that, you know, they're getting paid just like I am.
As quarterback, you're kind of thrust into the leadership role, whether you want it or not. 1-5, how hard is that?
Yes, sir.
Given what's been said about
the team. Yeah, 1-5 is extremely harder to lead than 5-1 because everybody on the outside start looking and trying to find what's the reason why we 1-5 and have so much expectations with this and this and that. But, you know, to be quite frank with you, you know, we just got to play harder. We just got to play, you know, just more thorough to a degree. I think the most pivotal, but one of the things that this whole organization strives on, the motto is keep pounding. And, you know, you hear a lot of people saying the come game day, keep pounding, keep pounding, keep pounding. It rolls off so many people's tongues so easily without them, you know, knowing what it really means. And, you know, in my position, it's more mental than physical at times. So for me, and how I can relate to keep pounding is, you know, all right, well, I just threw an incompletion. How can I come back the next play and get a completion? How can I get this offense back into a 3rd and 5 rather than a 2nd and 12? You know, so whether it's a zone read, whether it's a check called at the line of scrimmage, whether it's, you know, in the mid play, you know, just having the know-how to, you know, well, this route is not open. I'm not going to force it. Let's get it to a better, you know, route.
On Monday, Marty Herney, after he was fired, you know, he mentioned, and he wasn't talking about you in particular, it's just in general, he thought that there needs to be more guys in the locker room that, you know, sort of like a Tom Brady, Ray Lewis in Baltimore, just guys that refuse to lose and guys that take on that leadership role. Do you see that at all? Do you agree with that statement, or do you think there's enough of that?
It's not enough consistently. I think Marty, you know, hit the nail on the head when he said that. And I think that's, for a competitor, you know, you don't start looking out and saying, who was he talking about? I think you take on the challenge, say, you know, I can improve a lot more on my leadership, just like this particular person, that particular person, this position, this coach, that coach, or whoever you are. And I think everybody has to, you know, take that challenge. And, you know, be better at what we do and more consistent.
Marty's the guy who drafted you. I think the two of you got to know each other a decent amount. What just your reaction to Monday?
Well, that's the nature of this business. And I think I got a full dose of what this business really is like, you know, on Monday. You know, obviously Marty Herney, you know, Coach Rivera, you know, Mr. Richardson gave me an opportunity that, you know, many people can't say that they have, and me being the first pick of the draft. And we all knew going into this process that it was going to be an up and down type of ride. But more so than not, it was some things that I feel like I could have done, you know, for Marty to keep his job. And, you know, am I going to say it right now what I could have done? No. But I know me personally, knowing, you know, the role that I have on this team, I could have did something. And I'm not saying something to a person. I'm talking about my play on the field. But, you know, me knowing Marty, I have the utmost respect for a man like that, such a high character guy. And moving forward, you know, I hope we will keep in contact And I just know that, you know, Mr. Richardson is going forward in a manner that he feels that this team has to go. And you know, I'm all in cahoots with it.
Cam, three starters injured now and injured reserve. Four of the games, you lose by one possession. What's the message in the locker room from leaders like yourself and Smith and guys who have been around here a while to try and stem that tide and prevent that feeling of we're just snake bit this year?
I wouldn't say that. I just think we have to be more consistent. You know, I prime example offensively, first drive, we get the ball on the 40-yard line, excellent field position, and we don't capitalize on it. Whether, you know, the play call, first play, you know, they sniffed it out. You know, second down, run play, didn't get much. Third down, a receiver slip, I didn't get to him the ball. That's three and out. We can't put our defense in that type of situation. It's no matter if it's the first drive of the game or it's the last drive of the game. I think we've had so many games that came down to the last drive where, you know, it's causing me to get gray hair. When you go back and you look at the game and you see these games should not have even been close. But it's easy for a person to say, you know, well, we supposed to capitalize on this. This person may make this right cut. Cam, you supposed to hit this receiver. Steve, you supposed to block this person. Steve, you supposed to catch this route. Steve, you supposed to got 12 yards, not 8 yards. You know, Jordan, you got to do this. You got to step down instead of stepping up. You know, it's so many things that we can point and say this and say that. Well, it comes down to, you know, I wouldn't even say leaders leading. We're beyond that point. We're to the point now that players gonna have to play. You know, 11 players at that. So I don't think it's a speech that's had to be said because we're all grown men here. You know, nobody's, you know, adolescent. Nobody's a child. You don't have to tell this person to get up at 6 or 7 a.m. This is our job. We're supposed to excel in this. We're supposed to strive for whatever we put in. That's what we're supposed to strive for. And if you put, you know, half effort out there, that's what you're going to get. Not saying that we have been, because I've been seeing guys, you know, get extra time and film, you know, doing extra in the weight room, you know, doing extra after practice. But sooner or later, it's just going to have to come to translating into, you know, playing the football game on Sundays.
The Chicago defense, obviously one of the tops in the league, so aggressive. I would assume making smart decisions and holding on to the football is going to be crucial on Sunday.
Absolutely. That's our, you know, keys to the game each and every week. Is protecting the football. This defense does an excellent job with, you know, creating turnovers, whether either, you know, stripping the football, causing fumbles, or, you know, intercepting the quarterback's pass. But, you know, when you look at this roster, it's as mature as you will see in the whole league. They got numerous guys that has 6 years plus, and they know their understanding of this defense is well beyond, you know, a rookie or, you know, a second-year player coming into the league. So I think that's what sets this defense apart from other defenses and what makes them or catapults them to, you know, being, you know, if not the best defense in this league.
I assume you'll be keeping an eye on where Peppers lines up on that line.
If you want to look at it like that, I think I'd be cross-eyed due to, you know, you got Lance Briggs, you got Peppers, you got Urlacher, you know, you got a solid secondary, you know, and they're just a solid, stout defense.
Some guys use what's said about them as motivation. Do you read, listen to things said about you, or do you ignore them?
I think you guys give me the prompt too of what was said, and I know what was hitting home, you know, because, I mean, that's you guys' job. But me going over and beyond trying to see what, you know, Joe Person said about me, no. I understand that's his job and that's what he's supposed to say. And I think me and Joe are under the agreement that, you know, he has a job to do and I have a job to do. If I'm doing my job well, I shouldn't have to worry about what he has to say, nor does anybody in this room have to say about myself, because, I mean, let's be 100%, as we say, and be real about the whole situation. If the Carolina Panthers are winning football games, I think everybody in this room will be smiling. And everybody will. So, you know, we just got to get back on the right track and, doing the things that are going to, put us in the right frame of mind come Sunday.
Monday for a second, or with Marty Herney's getting let go. Have you spoken directly with Mr. Richardson since then?
I've had numerous one-on-one conversations with either players. I have had a conversation with Mr. Richardson, the coaches, and, it all comes down to, players playing. It can be so many people that's let go, and you can fire this person, you can fire that person, but it all comes down to the players accepting the challenge. Because the coaches can coach us up however way they want to coach us up and tell us and give us the proper reads going into each and every game. But if it doesn't show on Sunday, it comes down to the player. And I think each and every player, starting off with myself, has to take that approach and take that challenge and say, it's really not his fault. It's our fault, because we're not winning games. Whether the coach say do this or do that, if you intercept the ball or if you throw a touchdown, then, we make them right.